President Obama is renewing and expanding a policy that will let the government pay its contractors faster. Contractors will get to pay their subs faster, too. The White House says QuickPay has generated more than $1 billion for small businesses, freeing up their capital to invest and hire employees. For how this is playing out at the ground level, we spoke with Nicole Parker, principal and CEO of the Ellison Group. She describes how QuickPay has benefited her company.
It had an incredible impact on the Ellison Group itself, simply because our bottom line has improved. More satisfied subcontractors being paid not only in a timely fashion, but early. And with the quick pay option, the net 15 versus the net 30, it's also allowed for us to have additional funding in the bank on a more regular basis. And it's also allowed me to be able to walk in the bank over the last year to increase a line of credit that I had, which was a standard line of credit, roughly $250,000, to a $1 million line of credit, which has also helped because of the funding that's in the bank more often. So it has had an incredible impact on us to be able to provide a better service not only to our clients, but to our subcontractors who help us with our capacity.
So tell me a little bit about what you do for the federal government.
Ellison Group actually focuses in the construction space. We manage new construction and renovation projects primarily for the federal government, providing consulting services and project and construction management, information technology, as well as design and the overall relocation planning, helping get the tenant from one location to the next.
Are you a prime contractor usually or a subcontractor?
We are predominantly a prime contractor on 80% of our work.
And you are a small business. That's why you've been singled out by the White House. How small is the Ellison Group?
We have a staff of 53 people. 47 of those 53 are full-time.
So tell me how things were like before the quick pay program began.
I think one of the things was always having to watch that bottom line and stay on our contracting officers to ensure that we got paid the net 30 versus the net 15. So things were far more stretched out than they are now, but it allows for more comfort as a company owner and making sure that we can meet our payroll in a timely fashion, much more efficiently, as well as pay our subcontractors. And our overall operations has actually improved. And so with that before, making sure that we had enough overhead in the bank was a constant check or a consistent check where we don't have to do that as often now. And so that is a relief to a small company.
What were the major challenges from a small business perspective in working with contracting officers that you think bigger companies might not see or notice?
Well, I think for a bigger company, one of the first things is their capacity and their their bank line is probably much larger than a small company. So with that, some of our challenges as a small company, again, is making that initial connection. And it's very important with my company. Actually, I celebrate 7 years this year with the company and 21 years in the same line of business. And one of the most important things that we have done that I find is a challenge is with small companies is not making that connection at the project mobilization and the sign of that contract with that contracting officer to understand how you bill and how soon you can bill. And that's one of the first things that we do upon award of a contract. And I think that's very key, making that connection, because a contracting officer obviously not only has our contracts, but they have multiple contracts that they deal with. So you want to be able to develop that face time and develop that relationship.
What are the agencies that you usually work with?
Primarily, we work with larger federal agencies that include General Services Administration, Food and Drug Administration, Export, Import Bank, Bureau of Land Management, National Science Foundation, to name a few.
So a big variety. And I ask that because there's a big push by the administration, by Congress, to give small businesses a greater piece of the federal contracting pie. just from your ground level perspective, are agencies using the incentives and doing what they can to help small businesses and to promote small business when they can?
I would say so for the most part with the exposure that I have. And where there may be a contracting officer that may be new to contracting, or where I may feel that they are not aware of all the initiatives, again, it's developing that relationship very early on and reminding them, hey, this is what's been implemented by the White House, or this is, you know, what we are allowed to get as far as the net 30, and to make sure that we're actually on that same page. I think that's very important. And again, a lot of businesses don't do that because it is a two-part relationship when you get a contract. The CO has to do their part, but the small business has to do their part as well. I think Ellison Group just makes it their business to make sure that we have an understanding up front early on as to how we will invoice. And one of the things that we do early on is at the time of that project mobilization and project start is we will send a draft invoice to the agency to let them accept or reject that or make changes to that invoice so that we're an understanding prior to billing. And I think that's very key.
We're speaking with Nicole Parker. She's principal and CEO of the Ellison Group, a small business that is also a federal contractor. And Nicole, the Quick Pay program tells agencies to pay companies, small businesses, within 15 days. Does that actually work? And do you get money within 15 days?
Absolutely. And with the government agencies that we work with, we closely develop our relationships early on, and at the submission of the invoice, that date starts ticking at the submission to the net 15. So, yes, it absolutely does work.
And sometimes you are a subcontractor. I imagine sometimes you have subcontractors. What are the rules of the Quick Pay program as they relate to subcontractors?
One of the rules that actually Obama discussed in our meetings with other small businesses as well as corporate was that very same thing with subcontractors. So the intent for Quick Pay, again, is to get paid within 15 days upon submission, whether you're the prime or the sub. And as it relates to the sub, with the sub getting paid within 15 days so that they can pay their contractors that work under them in a more quicker and timely fashion. And so one of the things that we do when we are a subcontractor to a prime, we actually write in our contract that we are paid within 3 to 5 days of that 15-day payment by the government.
And when you are the prime contractor, is it feasible for you to pay your subcontractors within that 15-day range?
Absolutely. And what we do in some cases, we've been paid earlier than the 15 days, but it's generally around the 15-day. And again, what we do when we have subcontractors under us as part of our contract with the sub, we try to open a electronic account with our subcontractors so that we're paying them electronically. And 95% of our subcontractors are paid electronically. Upon us getting paid, it hitting our account, our subs are paid within 48 hours.
There's a recurring theme in your answers that I'm hearing, which is that a small business contractor or subcontractor really has to take it upon themselves to know what they can expect from the government, and then to go the extra step and make sure the government people that you work with also understand.
Yes, I think it's very important to develop that up front. And I call that the proactive approach, making it a win-win, because there is a relationship that you do develop upon getting your contract with that contract officer.